You're listening to WCNO Palm City. My word
is a lamp. Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a family Bible teaching ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Praise the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. We thank God for this privilege to be here another Saturday evening to continue in the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are in Psalm 119, almost at the end, and we have been going through this psalm for quite a few weeks now, and we have been gleaning from this psalm. We realize that God is calling us back to the Word. He's calling the great church of God back to the Word. He's calling us to a state of revival. He wants to revive our souls. And people of God, as He calls us back to the Word, it's for us to say, yes, Lord, and to be obedient to His will. So as we come almost to the end, we see we are going to be looking at the last letter of the Hebrew alphabet, which had 8 verses, and we see the 22nd letter of the Hebrew alphabet is Tav, Tav, T-A-V. And if you have your Bible, you can look, and it is there. The symbol of that word is there, so you can look and see the 22nd letter of the Hebrew alphabet. It means mark or sign or seal. It is the symbol of truth, perfection, and completion. So that's the word we're going to be looking on today, and that's from Psalm 119, 169 to 176. Remember, the psalm has 176 verses, the longest psalm, the longest psalm in the Bible. So we see 176 verses in this psalm. So we're going to go to the end, to 176. So we're going to be looking at the letter Tav, and that's the 22nd letter of the Hebrew alphabet. And we know that the Hebrew alphabet has only 22 letters. So we're going to pray and begin. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for what you're doing this in this season. Thank you for taking us again through Psalm 119. And we pray, O God Almighty Lord, as we come to the end of this psalm, that your people, O God Almighty, will come to know and understand that you're calling us all back to your word. You're calling us back to the Bible. You're calling us, O God Almighty, to seek you through your word. You're calling us, O God Almighty Lord, to be hungry and thirsty again for righteousness. You're calling us, Almighty God, to become pure in our hearts, O God, that we may see you in the scriptures, O God, and hold firmly to you. So we thank you for your word, which is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. And we thank you, O God, as your word continues to illuminate our pathway, that we will not stumble on this journey. So we bless you. We look this and we give you thanks and praise in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. And we say amen and amen. So we're looking on the 22nd letter of the Hebrew alphabet. And as we go through this psalm, I remind you every week that this is an acrostic psalm, a poem or other composition in which initial or other letters taken in order form a word or a phrase. So we see in Psalm 119, we see it has 176 verses, and each letter of the Hebrew alphabet begins a set of 8 verses. Very important, people of God. So there is a stanza which the Hebrew alphabet heads, and it heads 8 verses. So each week we go through 8 verses. We go through a stanza each week. So this week, the last of the stanzas, and that's verses 169 to 176. So we see, people of God, nearly every verse in this psalm contains one of 8 words for God's revelation. So the exceptions are verses 90, verses 121, verses 122, and verses 132. So we see words for God's revelation. We will see words like what? Word, which means thoughts, will, reason, meaning, something said, special revelation from God. We see the word law, which means governing authority. We see the word testimony, evidence given by a witness or an attestation. We see the word way, characteristics, course of action, manner, or mode of being. We see precept, which means rules of conduct. We see statute, written law of legislative body. We see commandment, God's law, our covenant. We see judgments, a ruling or a moral decision by a ruler, or it can also mean justice. So we see all these words which represents God's revelation to us. And all these words are written in this psalm. So what is God saying to us? God is calling us back to the word of God, to hold firmly to his word, to practice his word, and to live each day knowing the value that we have in the word of God. It's our treasure. It's of eternal value. And Jesus himself said, where our treasure is, there our hearts will be also. So we want, people of God, the word to be inside our hearts, to be in our innermost being, that we will live according to the word. Whatever we do will be in alignment with the word of God. So that's where God is calling the church of God, for us to live the word, to be in alignment with God's word. So we have come to the end here, to this stanza, where we will end this psalm this evening. We will look and tav, as we said before, the 22nd letter of the Hebrew alphabet. It means mark. It means sign or seal. It is a symbol of truth, perfection, and completion. It is a symbol of truth. God's word is truth. It is a symbol of perfection and completion. God's words tells us that we are complete in Christ. He is the complete one. We are complete in him, who is the head of all principalities and powers. So we have to understand, people of God, our completion is in Christ Jesus. So look, let us turn to verse 169 of Psalm 119. Verse 169 and of Psalm 119. The word said, we are reading from the New King James Version. Let my cry come before you, O Lord. Give me understanding according to your word. Let my cry come before you, O Lord. Give me understanding according to your word. Hear my cry, O Lord. That's what the psalmist was saying. Hear my cry, O Lord. Enlighten me according to your word. People of God, we need to cry out to God. Let my cry come before you. Are we crying out to him? Hear my cry, O Lord. Enlighten me according to your word. We need enlightenment, people of God. We need the word to be illuminated to us. We need understanding of God's word. When we understand God's word, we can now apply it to our daily lives. Without understanding, we can't apply God's word. So when we are enlightened, that means the understanding has come to us. We need understanding to live God's word. Hear my cry, O Lord, enlighten me according to your word. Look on Psalm 119, 170. Let my supplication come before you. Deliver me according to your word. Let my supplication come before you. Deliver me according to your word. What was the psalmist saying? Let my earnest plea. I'm pleading to you, O God. Let my earnest plea come up to you. Are we, people of God, are we crying out to God? Hear my cry, O Lord. Enlighten me according to your word. Let my supplication, it's an earnest plea, which brings forth my petition to God. Let this come up to you, O God. Rescue me. Deliver me according to your word. Rescue me according to your word. And people of God, we have to understand the word of God tells us in Philippians 4, 6, to be anxious for nothing, but with prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. So we shouldn't be anxious with the troubles and the trials and the cares that comes to us. We should make our requests known. The psalmist said, I cry out. Are we crying out? I cry out to you, O God. Are we crying out to him? Are we earnestly pleading to our God? Are we making our request known to him? We must cry out to him. So many things are coming at us, people of God. The cares of this life want to strangle the very word out of us. But God is calling us today to cry out to him. Cry out to him. The psalmist said, let my supplication come before you. Deliver me according to your word. Let my earnest plea, let my petition come up before you, O God. Rescue me. Rescue me according to your word. People of God, the word of God tells us that he is the one who rescues us. He is our strong deliverer. He is the one who lifts us up out of the mire and set us on a rock to stay. He is the one who put a new song in our mouth. He is our strong deliverer. He is our rescuer. So we must know who to run to. Run to God and cry out to him. Cry out to the Lord in earnest plea to him. Bring in our petition to him daily. And the word tells us in Philippians 4:7, that the peace of God that passes all our human understanding. It surpasses our human understanding. It will guard our hearts and minds. We need the Holy Ghost. We need the Holy Spirit to guard our minds, people of God. We need the Holy Spirit to guard our minds, to give us that peace. Jesus said, my peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, not as the world give it. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let it be afraid. People of God, God's people are troubled. God's people are so cast down many times with cares. But God is saying to us today, let our supplications come before him, for he will deliver us according to his word. Look at verse 171 of Psalm 119. 171 of Psalm 119. The word said, my lips shall utter praise, for you teach me your statutes. My lips shall utter praise, for you teach me your statutes. And people of God, our lips should be uttering praise to God daily. My lips shall speak your praise, for you instruct me by your word. My lips, people of God, we must make up our minds. We must purpose in our hearts to praise God. The psalmist said, my lips shall speak your praise, for you instruct me by your word. We must continuously speak the word of God. We must continuously praise the name of our Lord. We have to understand, people of God, that we must praise God continuously. We have to purpose in our minds, my lips shall praise you. My lips shall speak your praise. So the psalmist made up in his mind to praise the Lord. Let us refer to Hebrews 13. Hebrews 13 verse 15. Hebrews 13 verse 15. The word said, therefore by him, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. People of God, let me read that again. Therefore, by him, by who? By Jesus. He is the only one who is able to help us. Let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. And people of God, we should have a heart posture of praise. Our lips shall continuously praise the Lord. We should always be given that sacrifice of praise. It's a sacrifice. So we have to purpose in our hearts to praise God. My lips shall praise you, for you instruct me by your word. And people of God, let us purpose in our hearts to continuously praise the name of our Lord. We must continuously give him the praise and glory that belongs to him. Look on verse 172 of Psalm 119. My tongue shall speak of your word, for all your commandments are righteous. My tongue shall speak of your word, for all your commandments are righteous. My mouth shall declare your word, for all that you command are right. My mouth shall declare your word. People of God, our words don't have any weight. But when we declare the word of God, it has the power to save. My mouth, let us purpose in our hearts and say, my mouth shall declare your word, for all that you command are right. We must declare God's word. We must purpose in our hearts that we must speak God's word. God's word must be at the forefront of our minds. That when we respond in any situation, we respond according to the word of God. We must make up in our minds, people of God, that our mouth will declare the word of God. For all that the Lord commands are right. We must purpose to do what's right. We must purpose to live righteously. By the power of the Holy Ghost, he enables us, people of God. When we are unable to do what's right, he enables us. So when we go to him, when we cry to him, when we walk in harmony with him, when we walk in a relationship with the Holy Spirit, he helps us to stay on the straight and narrow path. So people of God, we are called to do what's right. We are called to declare God's word. For we must understand that the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. The gospel has the power to save. It doesn't matter how hardened that heart is. The gospel has the power to break up stony hearts and to make hearts of flesh. So we as God's people must understand we are called to declare the word of God. Not our word, the word of God. And as the Holy Spirit illuminates the word to us, we can expound on the word as the Holy Spirit illuminates it to us. For all your commandments are right. Look on Psalm 119, 173. Let your hand become my help, for I have chosen your precept. Let your hand become my help, for I have chosen your precept. Allow your hand to help me, for I have chosen your law. I've made a choice to live by your word. Help me. Allow your hand to help me. And the word of God tells us in Isaiah 53:1, who has believed our report? As the prophet was writing, who has believed our report? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? So when Christ is revealed to us, we cry out to God, allow your hand. Allow Jesus to help me. For I've chosen your law. I've chosen your word. I've chosen to live by your word. So I'm calling out for help. Jesus, help me. So we have to come to that place of understanding, people of God, we have help. But do we believe it? Do we believe God's word? Isaiah asked that question in Isaiah 53:1. Who has believed our report? Who believed the report of the prophet? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? We need revelation knowledge. We need revelation knowledge of who Jesus is. So we will continue to believe and to know and understand that he's our help. He has been our help in ages past. Our hope for years to come. The psalmist said, I will lift up my eyes to the hills from whence cometh my help. Jesus Christ is our help, people of God. We have help. So don't think we are helpless. We have help. Jesus is our help. Allow your hand to help me. Allow Jesus to help me. For I've chosen your law. Look at verse 174 of Psalm 119. I long for your salvation, O Lord, and your law is my delight. I long for your salvation, O Lord. And your law is my delight. I long for your deliverance, O Lord. And I find pleasure in your word. Your word is my delight. I find pleasure in your word. I find pleasure in your word, O God. I'm waiting on my deliverance. But in the meantime, I find pleasure. I find pleasure in your word, O God. I long for your deliverance. I'm longing for you to deliver me. I'm longing for you to rescue me. But, O God, I find pleasure in your word. Your law is my delight. Even though I'm waiting on my deliverance, I still delight in your word. I still love your word. I still adhere to your word. Even though I'm waiting, I'm expecting that deliverance to come. I find pleasure in your word. I find pleasure in the word of God. The word of God is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. The word of God brings illumination to my soul. People of God, we must love his word. We must find pleasure in his word. We must know that deliverance comes from him. And we must wait upon him. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage. And he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Many times we long to see our deliverance. We long to see things the way we want it to be. But in the meantime, what do? Continue to feast on the word. Continue to eat God's word. Continue to live by God's word. Continue to find pleasure in the word of God. And people of God, our deliverance will come. We don't know when. We don't know how. We don't know where. It's coming. It is coming. It's sure. We must confidently expect from the Lord. We must confidently expect from the Lord. But as we are waiting, people of God, we should continue to be awestruck with his word. We should continue to feed on his word. We should continue to love his word. We should continue to see his word as great treasure. So as we come, people of God, to understand that we are going to go through time of waiting. We are going to go through time when we long, as the psalmist said, for the salvation of the Lord. But he said, and your law is my delight. Let us delight in the word of God. Look at verse 175. 175, we're coming down to the end of this psalm. 175 of Psalm 119. The word said, let my soul live, and it shall praise you. And let your judgment help me. Let my soul live, and it shall praise you. And let your judgment help me. What was the psalmist saying there? Cause my soul to come alive. Cause my soul, my mind, my emotion, my will to come alive. Cause my soul to come alive, and it shall praise you. And your justice, your righteousness will be my help. Only the Holy Spirit, people of God, can revive us. Only the Holy Spirit, the word of God is spirit and it is life. So only the Holy Spirit, oh Holy Ghost, revival comes from you. Cause my soul to come alive, people of God. The Holy Spirit is our seal. The Holy Spirit, people of God, marks us. We are marked. And we see the letter Tav. As it means mark, it means sign or seal. The Holy Spirit is our seal. And only the Holy Spirit can bring that revival in us. We are sealed unto the day of redemption. We are sealed by the Holy Spirit. We are sealed. We belong to God. We are not our own. We are bought with a price, and that price is the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we have to understand, people of God, that God is calling us, calling our soul man to be alive, cause my soul to be alive, and it shall praise you. And your justice be my help. People of God, we have to come to understand God is a righteous God. God is a just God. So he will help us. He will help us. But we must be in partnership with the Holy Ghost. We must be in partnership with the Holy Ghost. He is our seal. He seals us. People of God, we are stamped until the day of redemption. We belong to God. Doesn't matter how far we stray. We belong to him. Come back to the fold. You belong to him. So we have to come to understand. The Holy Spirit is here to help us. He's our paracletos. He is the one who helps us to continue to walk on the straight and narrow path. To continue to walk in righteousness and in truth. Look at the last verse of this stanza, 176. The last verse of this psalm. We are finished here with Psalm 119, 176. What the word of God says. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek your servant, for I do not forget your commandment. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek your servant, for I do not forget your commandment. I have strayed away like a lost sheep. Search for me, O God. Search for your servant. Search for me, for I still remember your commandments. Jesus, the good shepherd, leaves the 99 to seek for one. Jesus, the good shepherd, leaves the 99 to seek out one stray sheep. Are you that stray sheep today? Jesus is seeking you out. The word of God has come to you. It's for you now to decide and say, Lord, I'm coming home. Jesus, the good shepherd, leave the 99 to seek out the one that has strayed. And when we look in Luke 15, the word of God tells us in Luke 15, 4 through 7, it says, what man of you having 100 sheep, if he loses one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one which is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he called together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, rejoice with me, for I found my sheep which was lost. I say to you that likewise there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 just persons who need no repentance. So God is calling us back to repentance. God is calling us back to the fold. Jesus, the good shepherd, is seeking for that one who has left the fold. The word said, I've gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek your servant. Seek us, Jesus. We must cry out to Jesus. Seek us. Seek your servant, for I do not forget your commandment. And when the word of God is inside of us, people of God, we will not forget the word of God. And God is calling us to always remember his word and to remember that he is the good shepherd who is always seeking after his sheep. God bless you as we come to the end of Psalm 119. And next week we will go into another session. We will do another word coming from the Lord. We will tell you more as we come next week. God bless you here. Thank you all for listening. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your word to us. We thank you, O God Almighty Lord, that you are our good shepherd who continuously pursue us. You continuously seek us. And we pray today as we seek you, O God Almighty Lord God, that you, O God Almighty Lord, will continuously, O God Almighty, pursue us. You will continuously, O God, call us, O God, unto yourself. So we just thank you again for your word. We thank you, O God, that you are our good, good Father. And we thank you that all good and perfect gifts come from you. So we bless you and we honor and give you glory forever. In Jesus' precious name we pray and we say amen. Amen. God bless you all. Thank you all for listening. And we pray that you'll grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Blessings to all. Amen and amen. In the Lord is
thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word. Thy word is a lamp. You can reach us at 561-667.